You are listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, reaching hearts, transforming communities. To find out more about us, go to our website, www.clch.cc.
Okay, so what we're going to focus on today is actually the three wise men. And I've been looking at the Christmas story and it's like, do you know they had a really interesting story to... Excuse me.
I've been following Akbam.
What's the latest?
He's posted his annual list of music and books. He's got 130 million followers.
130 million?
130 million followers.
Wow, that's 130 a lot.
130 million people cannot be wrong about the best books. And
he's very good. Thank you,
million.
But you're meant to be focusing, meant to be listening. I've seen you there, some of you. So, we're going to look at the three wise men. And they were known for having followed... excuse me. Oh! Can they show me? Quick. Oh, sorry, we're getting a little bit...
Women's wear. Oh, my God, 50%.
Sparkly! Oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, let me just show you sea salt. This is... Yeah, look. Really? Look, they've got their sail on. Yes, have you seen it? Yes! That's what I got. Sorry, we got distracted. Oh, so... To apologise. A little bit too excited. All about what's going on. Well, catch up later on that one. However, despite all the going on, there is still somebody who I know is actually on their device at this very time and is likely to get it confiscated. Tony, what are you doing? Where's your support?
Sorry, oh.
There we go.
I was just following the news.
Oh, go on. What's happening in the news?
And apparently, not only can you get turkey today, but you can get your booster jam and all.
Oh, what a Christmas.
So, you know, wow. Just thought I'd mention it. But
Christmas
know, so
Day
go.
Booster and turkey at the
Pfizer
same time.
Pfizer and turkey, all in one go.
Whoa.
I just love following the news.
I think
There's
I'll have
so
that there, though.
Here. I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant.
Look, I'm going to confiscate that till later, because I think you need to listen to this. Off you go. Oh, no, not retired yet. I was a teacher. We did used to confiscate phones, and clearly it is something that still has to be done today. But actually, you know, these days, 2,000 years after Jesus, people are still following a variety of things. Those original three followers of Jesus were known as the Magi. They're sometimes looked at as kings or wise men. Might see them in sort of school nativities with crowns on, but actually they were magi, wise men. They were professors and philosophers of their day. Where's Poppy with her encyclopedia? A wise young lady. Study well. They were brilliant and highly educated scholars who were trained in medicine, history, religion, prophecy, and astronomy. Wow. I can only just about manage sort of one. There we go. They were also trained in what we would call astrology. And these days that sort of has some strange connotations, but back in the sort of in the beginning, it was connected with man's search for God. 2,000 years ago and still today, men are looking for that meaning of life. Why are we here? What are we doing? Those great questions. And the Magi were not only experts in astronomy and astrology, they claimed to be able to divine the future, what was going to happen. And they were highly influential in Persia. They were advisors to the king. These days we've heard about advisors to the king over COVID, the scientists, the non-scientists. Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. These three Magi, the first followers of Jesus, travelled a long distance. And they were wise men in every sense of the word. They were following a sign, a star. Strange thing to think about. However, when you read back in history, you actually find out that at that time, at one point in history, there were like three stars in alignment. God sent a sign. And it actually led them to the end of their search, the end of their journey. They knew a baby had been born, but they didn't know quite where. but by faith they followed the sign. And eventually, they found what they were looking for, a baby who was born King of the Jews. How could it be? But that was all the information that they had gleaned from various sources up to that point. They knew he was a king. They didn't know his name. And I don't suppose it was quite what they expected to find a king, even a baby king, in a manger, in a stable. And yet by faith, they knew what his future was be. So they found the fulfillment to their searching, to what they'd been seeking for. All their questions up to that point, what they'd been looking at, were answered at that point in time. They had that fulfillment of their expectations, of their search. They found Jesus, they bowed down, and they worshipped him. They gave him gifts. They presented him with something, a sacrifice that was special. And it says in there, Mary hid it in her heart, what was going on, because it was so precious to her. And yet, think about the barriers that they had to go through to actually get to Jesus. There was a culture barrier. They were from Persia, thousands of miles away, different language, different culture, a distance barrier. These days, distance is a real barrier with COVID and the fact that we can't actually go to many places at different times. It was as much a barrier then as sometimes it is now, a language barrier. We've got friends and relatives who are Portuguese, and when they're sort of Brazilian and they're busy speaking Portuguese, it's like, I don't understand it very well. I can sometimes understand what they're talking, but I can't necessarily take part in the conversation. And sometimes as Christians, when we're talking about being born again, it's a bit like a language barrier. It's a bit of a barrier. But don't worry about it. Because of Jesus, you can get through and overcome all of those barriers. Sometimes they had to get through a racial barrier. They were from the East, a long journey. Not to speak of having to see, as we saw in the clip, a hostile king and indifferent religious leaders who were totally sort of not in support of what they were doing. As far as they were concerned, we don't want anything to threaten what we have got. We don't want any threats to where we are comfortable at the moment and that we're in charge. So they were in conflict with the local authorities at the time. So it wasn't easy for them to find Jesus, and yet they did. And you might be spending this Christmas day actually thinking about the true meaning of Christmas, and hopefully you are, whether you're here or online. And you might think, do you know what? I don't know Jesus. I don't know how to find him. But if God can make it clear to three wise men who had to travel such distance and overcome such barriers, he can get through anything. There's no journey. There's nothing that is too difficult for you to get through. And you know, 2,000 years later, today, we're still searching for answers. Before I became a Christian, what's the meaning of life? What's it all about? What is Christmas? It's just a celebration. No, it's a celebration of the birth of our Saviour. And today, trying to find those answers, trying to find that fulfillment, we often do so in all the wrong places. Money, relationships, possessions, status, work, the latest gadgets. How many of you have had gadgets for Christmas? Been looking at the latest technology for the last few months. Oh, I want that one. I want that one. Something that we think will give us fulfillment. Possessions, the sales coming up to Christmas. Yeah, I have been looking at the sales. I have to admit, sea salt as well, those who know me well. Status. I've given up being a teacher. What's my status now? Retired. It's changed, but you know what? I'm loving it. It's not all about who I am or what I do. It's who I am to God that matters. So status sometimes, you know what? God loves the humble, and we come humbly to God, not because we're teachers, not because we're wise men, but because of who we are in Christ. the latest gadgets, technology, following, which is where all the apps came from, following celebrities, people who claim to have the answers, people who claim to have wonderful lives. But you know, when you actually pick through and you uncut and sort of pull it apart, they're lacking in substance, so many of them. I love Lewis Hamilton, as in I love Formula One. But you know, everybody that claims to be so famous have weaknesses. And so the celebrities these days that post these wonderful lives that they have, actually there's nothing. It's a bit like these bubbles. Empty. Nothing to them. They look great. Really attractive. We'll leave this on later for the children to play with. But actually, the only thing that has real substance is Jesus. He's solid. Like this bauble, he's solid. He's not going to let me down. He's the rock on which I stand. He's the solid part of my life, the base that I live by. Not all the froth. I used to have friends that I followed sort of, you know, on Facebook, and their little posts would come up, and it's like they're so busy doing so much. And yet actually, when you know the reality, it's like there's just nothing to it. It's a bit like the bubbles. They look wonderful. They look great. They look fun. They're attractive. But they just fall onto the carpet because there's not real any purpose to it. So it's all a bit like grasping at bubbles, sometimes fake, sometimes airbrushed and meaningless. But in my experience, it is only Jesus who is solid in my life and reliable through the ups and downs, through COVID, through difficulties. Jesus is the solid ground on which I stand. And Andy was talking about the number of followers that Barack Obama had. Thousands. Wow. And I really respect the president, the ex-president of the USA. I think he was a really good man. But you know what? The greatest influencer these days is Jesus. He has 2.6 billion followers. And it's like, wow. But we don't often talk about that. I don't often see that put on Facebook. And yet 2.6 billion followers today. From three wise men that originally travelled, crossed barriers, followed what they were told and heard in search of the answers, and they found him lying in a manger. Wow. That's the true meaning of Christmas. Their search was fulfilled. They found their answers, and they went off happy. Amen. So my prayer for this Christmas is that we find true fulfillment and peace through following the one person that can really influence not only this generation, but the thousands of years since, the greatest influencer of all time, Jesus. And it says that 2,000 years ago, wise men followed Jesus. So I pray for wisdom. For those of you that are sort of watching this either now or in the future, for wisdom to seek and find the truth, the love of Christmas. So I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to hand back over to Tony. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have revealed the truth of your love, the depth of your love, the solid ground on which we can base our life in the form of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that, Lord, there is no distance too far, no people too far away that, Lord, you can call, that you can show them the truth about your love and about your son, Jesus. So, Father, I pray that we find that peace, that true fulfillment, and that joy at this time. Amen. Amen.